Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. In Major League Baseball, can you believe what you saw with the Padres in Chicago last night? Our bad team beat their bad team. Our bad minor leaguers beat their bad minor leaguers. The Padres killed the Chicago Cubs 13-3. Friar scored 9 runs in the 6th inning. 9 straight batters reached base. Tyson Ross, the right-hander, the all-star pitcher, struck out 11 Cubs in 6 innings. Rene Rivera, Seth Smith, Will Venable combined for 9 hits in the game. Padres have won 4 of their last 5 as they go to Atlanta. Cubs have dropped 13 of their last 16. Padres open a 4-game weekend series with the Braves tonight. Jesse Hahn, the hot young rookie, 5-2, will start against Atlanta's Alex Wood. Dodgers were off last night. Does not get easier. Dodgers go to San Francisco to tango with the Giants. Zach Greinke goes against Tim Lincecum. Something's not right in L.A. They're banged up, but they're not playing very well together. The Dodgers are just 8-10 in their last 18 games. Angels lost to Detroit last night. Max Scherzer struck out 11 as he outdueled Garrett Richards. Nick Castellanos had a 2-run double. It's happened. The Major League Players Association Thursday night filed a major grievance against the Houston Astros, asking for monetary damages and free agency for the first pick in the draft, San Diego high school pitcher Brady Aiken, as well as the 5th-round pick the Astros had, Jacob Nix. The union charging the Astros reneged on agreements they had made for $6.5 million signing bonus for Aiken and a $1.5 million signing bonus for Nix. They're asking for cash damages as well as free agency. Baseball trade deadline is less than a week away. The Texas Rangers traded relief pitcher Joakim Soria. He goes to the Detroit Tigers for 2 minor leaguers. That ends the Tigers' pursuit of Padre pitcher Joaquin Benoit. Minnesota, in a surprise, traded just-signed free agent first baseman Kendry Morales. He goes back to the Seattle Mariners. And the Oakland Athletics admitted they make a mistake, swallow the $10 million contract of relief ace Jim Johnson. They release him. He had a 6.92 ERA. Big trade rumors that the Washington Nationals are trying to make a deal to get either second baseman Aaron Hill or third baseman Martin Prado out of Arizona. The Dodgers are shopping slugger Matt Kemp, who's unhappy. The Dodgers have a desperate need for pitching. Report the Red Sox may have real interest in John Lester. And a huge question has to be answered this weekend in Tampa Bay. What are the Rays going to do with their pitching ace David Price? He's making $14 million this season. If they retain him, he'll make $20 million next season. They can't afford that in their budget. But can they afford to trade Price at this time? Tampa Bay is 24-11 as a team since June. Bad injury. Washington loses third baseman Ryan Zimmerman. MRI shows a severe hamstring strain, everything but a tear. He's going to be gone 6 to 8 weeks. News gets worse for the Yankees. Masahiro Tanaka, the ace of their pitching staff, 3 weeks after he had the platelet plasma transplant injection in his elbow, has still got severe pain. Looks more and more like he's probably going to have surgery. Major League Baseball has contacted the candidates they want to interview for the soon-to-be-vacant commissioner's job. Included in the group, Larry Bear, the president of the San Francisco Giants, CEO Disney former president Robert Iber, and a report that Joe Torre is expressing interest in the job. And what a weekend in Cooperstown. The Hall of Fame induction ceremonies on Sunday. A star-studded group will be enshrined at the front steps of Cooperstown. Torre, Tony La Russa, Bobby Cox, the Atlanta Braves pitchers Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine, the White Sox slugger Frank Thomas, and former catcher-broadcaster Joe Garagiola. Sad note in baseball, Mike Kruko, longtime Major League pitcher, now a broadcaster with the Giants, diagnosed with severe muscular disorder, has been assigned to wear knee braces to be able to get around. NFL football, first day of workouts in the books for the San Diego Chargers. Back on the field now for weekend workouts. They'll be in full contact pads on Saturday. The good news, Dwight Freeney, the linebacker, coming off surgery on his quad, looked very good, as did young offensive tackle Mike Harris. Brandon Flowers, the Kansas City Chief, was named the starting cornerback. Meanwhile, Jason Verrett, the first-round draft pick, coming off shoulder surgery, looked impressive. Johnny Troutman, young guard, though, came off the field with hamstring cramps. Devastating injury on the first workout in his new club. Aaron Ross of the Baltimore Ravens ruptures his Achilles tendon yesterday in his first running drill. He's gone for the season. Good news in New England's camp, Rob Gronkowski, who's had 5 surgeries, coming off knee surgery, the last one, ran full speed, did all the cuts he needed in the Patriots camp. NFL is getting a lot of criticism for handing on just a two-game suspension to Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice. Now, they did fine him $722,000 in game checks after he punched his then-fiancée in the face, knocked her out, and dragged her out of an elevator with her hair. In Jacksonville, trouble. Suspended first-round draft pick wide receiver Justin Blackmon arrested again, this time in Oklahoma. Possession of marijuana. That arrest comes hours after their other wide receiver, Ace Sanders, was suspended for 4 games for use of performance-enhancing drugs. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones goes public, says quarterback Kyle Orton tried to change his mind this past weekend, wanted to come back to camp to play for the Cowboys and collect his $3 million salary. Orton had boycotted all the offseason workouts, indicating he was going to retire. Jerry Jones of the opinion, we spent that money, we can't afford to bring him back. And Seattle's got a major problem on its hands. Super Bowl running back Marshawn Lynch demanding his contract be renegotiated. No show at camp. Officially a holdout. Got 2 years left on his deal. Seahawks are going to fine him $30,000 a day for every day he is out of camp. In the NBA, the judge in the Donald Sterling mental capacity lawsuit case has ordered the lawyers to deliver final summaries and statements on Monday in court. He says he'll make a decision as to whether Sterling is mentally competent to keep the franchise by August 15th. The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, has told the judge if there's no decision by August 15th, the Board of Governors will begin foreclosure action to take control of the team from Sterling. One player move in the NBA, Dallas Mavericks have signed free agent Orlando Magic guard Jameer Nelson. In hockey, a terrible story. Corey Sarich, a veteran defenseman, Vancouver Canucks, in critical condition with head and internal injuries, was hit by a car while cycling in the mountains in British Columbia. Big weekend auto racing. NASCAR runs the Brickyard 400. Formula One runs the Hungarian Grand Prix. IndyCar has the weekend off. And tragedy at Del Mar, one of the top young horses, Bluegrass Stakes winner from Kentucky, Dance with Fate, broke loose during a practice yesterday, ran into a fence, suffered a broken leg and torn ligaments, had to be euthanized. The jockey suffered a badly fractured spine. He's in critical condition at a hospital. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.